I'm Zach. It's good to have you with us, but we should bring you up to speed on what's been happening. Previously, down Gilead Lane.
Are you all right?
I'm not sure, Tim. I'm getting a sense that something is about to change, as if God is getting me ready.
Here I am.
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
Yes, Lord.
Go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
Sacrifice?
That's a scary story.
He wants us to hold things, even precious people, lightly.
Hold lightly?
Be willing to give them up to God, if he asks.
Official notification to the owner of 517 Gilead Lane. Before a governmental entity can exercise the power of eminent domain and condemn your property, state law requires... Condemn your property?
Oh.
They're gonna bulldoze your house, just like they did with Mr. Key's house.
What? A four-lane highway? Why didn't we hear anything about this?
I think God's been getting me ready for this.
But there's also a time to take action, to do the right thing.
It's a petition to the state legislature. I've already notified a few of our legislators. They say if we get enough names, they'll draw up a special bill. All we need is 5,000 names.
Wow. 5,000? Yeah. I don't...
It's a big job. It's a big battle, but it's a battle we're going to win.
Can we pray first?
Definitely.
All right.
Dear God, we ask that you would bless these petitions.
God? I don't know if you heard them this afternoon. Yes, they're already clearing trees on the east side, close to my property line. Well, they told me they'll be bringing in heavy equipment soon. Thank you. I really appreciate all you and John are trying to do. Well, I'll have to admit, it's hard. But we need to hold things lightly. Right? No, I'll be all right. Thank you, Mary. Good night. God, this is more than a house. It's part of me.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi.
What you doing?
I'm preparing for my Sunday school class.
You are a really good teacher.
Why, thank you.
When I grow up, I want to teach Sunday school just like you.
I think you would make a wonderful teacher.
My daddy built this house as a gift to my mother, and I'd never dream of letting it go. Oh, too many memories.
Daddy!
Oh, how you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm doing great.
God, you've taught me how to hold lightly. Now please, teach me. How to let go?
Well, that was perfectly depressing.
And I thought I was a pretty good salesman.
Tough customers.
Aww.
There's always tomorrow, I guess.
I appreciate you, Hope. All right, so pretty much a bust for all of us then, huh? Is that...
Everybody's all excited about the Family Fun Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kept hearing the same thing.
A couple of people told me they felt sorry for Grace and all, but they'd rather have the fun center than Grace's house. Or even Gilead Lane.
That's really sad.
Well, come on. It can't be a total loss. How many signatures did we get?
I'll count them up.
Good.
One, two, three.
Thank you, Mary. Now, while you're doing that, I'd like to
John,
ask...
John, I've got a count for you.
No, already?
Yes. Looks like the total number of signatures is... Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Only 4,993 to go.
Oh.
All right, look, everybody. Hope is not lost.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Thank you, Hope. No, honey, what I meant was we have some other ways we can attack this thing.
as a public presentation on the Family Fun Center at Town Hall next week.
Okay.
Between now and then, I'll talk with every business leader in town.
Your father doesn't go down without a fight.
And you know something? Someone told me the other day, there's nothing you can do. Well, that is an outright lie. There's always something you can do. First off, we can always pray, right?
Well, then
yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, then. Dear God, we ask you to open the doors. We're asking you to do the impossible, to reach down right here. Ben, we've got to stop this. So I figured I'd start off with my friends.
Okay.
What? Well, you sound hesitant.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Oh, okay, John. I'm gonna level with you.
All right.
Most folks around town are getting really excited about this Family Fun Center. And you know better than anybody that Coleraine needs something like this, badly.
What about the old community center?
It's just that. Old. It's leaking. The roof is sagging, for goodness sakes. It smells bad.
Yeah, but they could use that same money to fix it up.
That lot is way too small for what they want to do. I mean, John, they want to do more than just fix up a place for card tables and bingo. This place they have in mind is going to be first class. All right. Look, let's talk about what Coleraine has for our kids right now, huh?
Oh, not much, I admit.
Not much. About the only place for recreation is Red's Bowling Alley, and, well, you know how run down that place has gotten over the past few years.
Right.
I mean, we can't even take our kids to see a movie. People have to drive all the way over to Westtown.
I know, Ben, I know.
Look, I mean, it grieves me that they need to tear up a place as beautiful as Gilead Lane to put in the center. I know how you feel. I love just walking down that street with all those big trees on either side. Mm. And it's like you're taking a walk with God. And Grace's house. I mean, it's like a little jewel nestled in the woods. But...
But?
John, this is for Coleraine. It's sad, but it's necessary.
For the greater good.
Exactly. For the kids.
But there's got to be another way.
I read all the reports. It's the only feasible place to put it right now. John, I'm sorry.
John?
Mm-hmm.
Phone call for you. It's Reverend Brodsky.
Oh, the Peace of Heaven guy?
That's him.
Oh, boy, I'd like to give him a piece of
John?
My... Okay. Hello, this is John. May I help you? Oh. No, I understand. I'd heard you were out of town, and... Oh, right now? Oh, sure. That would be fine. No, thank you. Right, bye. Oh, boy.
Yes?
He apologized to me. Says he's been out of town and just got my message. He wants to come over.
Like I said, I just got back in town today.
I understand. Please, have a seat.
Thank you. I wanted to get back to you as soon as possible. I appreciate you making time for me on such short notice.
No problem.
Mr. Morrison, I owe you a huge apology.
You do? Oh, and please, Reverend, you can call me John.
All right, then. John, mm-hmm. I totally understand if you're upset with our ministry right now.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
At Peace of Heaven, we strive for integrity and excellence in everything that we do. And as best as we can, we try to treat people with honor and respect. It's part of our family values. It's part of our witness to unbelievers. But frankly, we have failed.
What do you mean?
Well, first you need to know we love Coleraine. It is a great place to raise our families.
Well, I agree.
So we were very excited about moving here. Mm-hmm. But with all the responsibilities I had, I trusted our executive vice president to take care of the entire move. May I speak confidentially?
Certainly, by all means.
I recently found out that our EVP made alliances with some less than honest people, pushing through permits and such. He also ramrodded projects through, like, taking down your neighbor's house without consulting people in the community, like yourself.
But he was working for you.
Yes, he was. And I take full responsibility for not keeping a tighter rein on him.
Is he still with your ministry?
Oh, no. As soon as I found out what he was doing, why, I let him go. His last day was last Friday.
I see.
Now I'm busy cleaning up his mess. My friend Bill Mincer is trying to help.
Oh, Bill seems like a good guy.
Oh, one of the best. John, I apologize for how all this was handled. Will you please forgive me and the ministry?
Well, of course. I forgive you.
I really appreciate that. More than you know.
So, what about this family fun center and the expressway and all that?
I don't think you're going to like this.
Uh-huh. Well, try me.
The heart of our ministry is to bless people. So when we saw the need for a family place in our new hometown, we promised we would help. We did all kinds of feasibility studies and found out that this is the only place that will work. Any other place is much too cost prohibitive.
I see.
John, I wish there was some other way, but we made a promise to Coleraine.
I respect that, Reverend. It's just hard to accept that in my front yard.
I totally understand. Now, think of it this way. You know better than I do that without positive places to go, kids are going to get into trouble. So let's build something positive for them, a place for families to connect and build memories and have fun together. But this is much more important than just fun. If we fail to provide these important family connections, if we fail our kids, we'll lose them. We'll lose this whole town.
I understand. And I agree. But wait, why a four-lane highway down my street?
The Zoning Commission says we've got to have a major artery for traffic. The only other alternative was a road on the east side of the campus, and that would mean taking out several businesses.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got to put the fun center next to a major road so that people don't have to wind all the way through campus. Main Street is too congested already. This was our only choice.
I understand.
Are you with us then?
Reverend Brodsky, I hope you understand. Even though I agree with you, I have to push to see if there's any other alternative.
I respect that. And if you find another way, please let me know.
All right. One more thing.
Yes?
Yes, I need to ask your forgiveness.
Oh?
I believe I've misjudged you and your ministry.
I forgive you. And believe me, I understand. Our former EVP had people so upset that some folks thought we were going to open up a casino.
My kids may have had something to do with that. I'm sorry. I did straighten them out.
Thank you. It was actually kind of humorous. Well, thank you for your time, John.
No, certainly.
Oh, and if it will help at all, I've asked our board members, and they've agreed to grant everyone on or near Gilead Lane a lifetime pass to the Family Fun Center with our compliments.
Well, that's very generous. Thank you.
So you're going to the meeting tonight?
Well, yes. I'm your opposition. But don't worry. It's a friendly opposition.
Understood. Thank you, John.
Sure.
Gymnasium, a fully equipped music hall, a beautiful art center, a full-scale bowling alley, and wholesome movies for your entire family to enjoy. This state-of-the-art Family Fun Center is our way of saying thank you, Coleraine. The Family Fun Center. It's our gift to you, for your family, for your children, for your future.
Thank you very much for your encouraging response. And thank you for a very warm welcome to all of us. It is so wonderful to be here in Coleraine.
Well, thank you, Reverend Botsky. Well, I don't have a video, but I do have a whiteboard. Yes, sir, there it is. All right, this is the proposed family center. Right here, all right. It's the square thing there. And here's the proposed highway right next to it. See, that's a highway. And as much as I support this wonderful new center, we all have to ask ourselves, do we really want a four-lane highway cutting through this quiet part of town? Do we really want to mow down someone's home to make room for it? As much as I appreciate Reverend Brodsky's vision and commitment to our town, I'm concerned. And that's all I have to say, really. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. God, I may not have much. But I have faith in you. Faith to believe the impossible. Faith to believe you can turn public opinion. You can save Grace's house. You can save Gilead Lane. Oh, yes?
John, they'll be here any moment. Just wanted to make sure you knew.
Sure. Thanks, Mary.
And thank you, God.
Just put the glasses on the left side.
That's all right.
Mike, we're running out of punch and they're not even here yet.
Hey, calm down, okay? We've got plenty of backup in the kitchen.
It's a miracle the punch is lasting this long with all the guys slurping it up.
Haley, relax. I've got more.
Do I have a punch mustache?
Are they here yet?
Not yet. You aren't getting impatient, are you?
What, me?
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Oh, is that them?
Luke! Becca!
Hey,
buddy. Here we go.
You look as pretty as ever, honey.
Thank you, Mrs. Morrison.
How about me, Mrs. Morrison?
You're pretty, too, though.
Clueless.
Becca, hey, come on.
How's college life, big guy?
Challenging, challenging.
Good.
But I like it.
Caleb's back in town as well. I think he's in the kitchen.
That's Caleb.
Yeah.
Well, you can go find him.
Is it true that Miss Gray came here with Dad?
Oh, I think your dad is back.
Right here. I was in the back working grill duty. Wow. It is so good to see you guys. Come here.
It's Brooke and Justin. You don't have to knock, silly. It's your house.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, well. Hug?
Oh, Justin. So good to have you home, Justin.
Come here, Mom.
Hey, everybody. Oh, Brookie, baby. How are you?
Hey, Brookie.
Dad. Oh. Yeah. Wow, I really missed you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
The feeling's very mutual.
Justin, is it my imagination, or are you getting taller again?
Well, funny thing, I thought you were getting shorter.
Oh, touche.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Justin.
Hope, here, let me give you a big bear hug.
Well, I think you both know everybody here, don't you?
Luke, Becca.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Hey, Justin.
Hey. Your Uncle Peter and Aunt Kelly are out back.
And Patrick and Lauren are around here someplace. They really wanted to see you,
Brooke,
too.
I think you squeezed all the air out of Hope.
Hey, how are you?
Grace. Thank you for coming.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Everything okay?
Well, yes. Sometime I'd like to catch up with you both. Not now, though. You need to visit.
Well, truth be known, Mary and I have officially become old news at this party. Nah, they want to see their friends. We'll have plenty of time to catch up later on. Sorry.
All right, then. This won't take long.
How about we go to John's study?
Oh, thank you. It'd be great.
So, what's going on?
I had a rough night last night. Really, really rough.
I'm sorry.
The house?
I've been so afraid to lose it. But I no longer fear that.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You have nothing to fear, Grace. We are going to fight this one way or another. And we're going to...
John, you need to know. I'm ready to give up my house.
Give up?
Oh, Grace.
God's been preparing me for the last few weeks. He's reminding me that I need to hold things lightly. Be ready to let go.
You think God wants you to give up your home?
He wants me to be willing. So I'm not praying for God to save my house anymore.
You're not?
God already knows what I want. I'm praying for His will to be done. I give the house to Him. And I choose to trust Him, no matter what.
Wow. Wow.
I need to let you two get back to the party.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Grace. You're welcome to go back. I think I need a few minutes here.
Okay, John.
Dad found those old home videos of you.
No.
Yep, he's gonna show them tonight.
No, no, no.
Mm-hmm. The one of you in your diapers when you dumped lime jello on your head and sang Yankee Doodle.
That's not a home video, it's a horror film.
Hey,
ouch.
Hey, what
happened?
Whoa.
What happened to the lights?
We've lost power.
It's a gift from heaven.
Here, excuse me, Luke, let me see out the window for a moment.
Oh, yeah, sure, sorry.
They're doing construction across the street. I bet they accidentally hit the power line.
Dad, is everything all right? Mom told me about all the stuff they're building across the street, but what's this I heard about a highway?
That's not all. They're going to knock down Miss Grace's house.
What?
I'm afraid it's true.
Oh, no.
Yep, it was a zoning thing. Eminent domain. Happened before I took office.
You mean this could be the end of Gilead Lane?
Yes.
But don't worry. Dad's going to fight it all the way.
About that.
Dad, I know that this is supposed to be a welcome home party, but with all of our friends here, how about we turn this into a prayer time? Pray for Grace's house and pray for Gilead Lane.
Yeah.
Well, it's your party.
It's a prayer party now. Yay!
All right, everybody. I need your attention, please. Brooke asked if you would all be open to a little change in agenda here. As you all know, we're now facing what could be some very major changes ahead, and Brooke is asking for all of us to join in prayer.
What's going on?
Well, in case you didn't know, there are plans to demolish Grace's house and eventually put in a 4-lane expressway.
What?
I know. Can you believe that?
And I've been fighting this with everything I've got. But that's the problem. It's everything I've got. Grace told me a few minutes ago that God's been showing her to hold things lightly, including her house. And she's willing to let go. She's praying for God's will and trusting Him for the outcome, no matter what. I have to confess something to everyone here, especially my family. I've been praying about all this as well. But I've been asking God to bless my plans, bless my efforts. Instead, I need to ask God for His plans. Grace, did you want to say something?
Yes. I truly appreciate everything everyone has done to save my home. I hope it can be saved. But I've put it on the altar. God gives, God can take away. And I trust Him to do what's best.
See, when you're under attack, you can go into fear mode, or you can go into busy mode like I did. Or you can simply go to God.
That's right, John. That's right.
So let's do that now, shall we? Yeah. Our Father God, we love You. We trust You. And we turn this whole matter over to You.
Yes, Lord.
We say, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. We've already done all we know to do. If there's anything else You want, please, please show us, Lord.
Dad, can I say something?
Sure, Brookie, go ahead.
Okay, a friend of mine showed me this the other day. It's Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
God, we're at a crossroads, like Brooke just read. And we're looking to you now. We ask you to show us the ancient paths. Show us where the good way is. And we will walk in it.
And we will find rest for our souls.
God, please don't take away Grace's house. Don't take away our street. But like Mr. Morrison says, it's all up to you.
We don't know how this will turn out, God, but we give it all to you. Grace's house, Gilead Lane.
Amen.
Dad, look, a bulldozer.
Dad, we've got to do something.
You're right, son. Come on, we've got to pray.
Wow, it looks like there are lots of changes ahead on Gilead Lane. And that might be upsetting to some of you. Life is like that sometimes. You know, you're cruising along, everything's going great, and then suddenly your dad's company says you have to move. Or maybe everything's going great in your life, and then someone in your family has to go to the hospital. Change is a part of life. It's not fun all the time. But just remember, one of the names for Jesus is the Rock. And when it seems like you're in this swirling river of change and everything around you is uncertain, you can always reach out to your Rock, Jesus, who never changes. All through the rest of your life, He'll be there for you. If you've accepted Him into your heart, He promises to never leave you or forsake you. So no matter what changes are happening, Jesus stays steady like a rock. Now, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, but you'd like to, it's real simple. The Bible says that if you confess that Jesus is your Lord, and if you believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Ask your mom or your dad or maybe your pastor to help you with it. Or if you need to, you can call our friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM anytime if you have questions. Now, you can also contact us. Our address is Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501, or email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Hold Lightly Part 2, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is our executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you again right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.